In the early hours of December 29, 2017, 20-year-old Fernando Pastorizo was found shot on a road in Argentina. Paramedics arrived as quickly as they could, but unfortunately, Fernando passed away before reaching the hospital. At first, the police thought that Fernando had been the victim of robbers, but when they noticed that nothing had been taken from him, the investigations took a different direction. This direction led the police to a person above suspicion and close to Fernando. This person ended up becoming one of the youngest people to be sentenced to life in prison in Argentina, in a case that became one of the most famous and emblematic in the country. Fernando Gabriel Pastorizo was born on January 3, 1997, in Entre Ríos, a province located in Argentina. He was the son of Gustavo Pastorizo and Silvia Montes, who separated when he was still young. Despite this separation, the former couple maintained a good relationship, so that Fernando and his sister Carla had a normal and pleasant childhood. Fernando was described as an extroverted boy who was passionate about different subjects. He was very attached to his family and also to his friends. According to reports, he used to make easy friends and was considered a funny kid. In 2012, something happened in Fernando's life, something that made him very happy. He started dating one of the most popular girls at his school. She was 14 years old at the time, making her a year younger than him. This girl was Nahir Mariana Galarza. Nahir was born on September 11, 1998, daughter of the couple Marcelo Galarza and Yamina Crow, who, in addition to her, have another son called Aaron. Nahir was popular at school due to his physical beauty that caught the attention of many. Her mother is a former police officer, and her father was a senior police officer in the city where they lived. The family lived in Gualeguaychú, a city 15 miles from the border with Uruguay, and which has a population of around 100,000 inhabitants. According to sources, because they are authorities and have a certain influence in the city where they live, Nahir's parents usually free the girl from any trouble she gets into. The girl even boasted to her schoolmates that her father could get her out of anything. Nahir was described as a spoiled and vain girl who usually got whatever she wanted. According to some people close to the family, Nahir's mother acted more like a friend of the same age than a responsible mother. The woman used to ignore everything her daughter did wrong and sometimes even encouraged her to do things that were reprehensible in the eyes of most people. Thus, the only authority in the family home was Nahir's father. In the words of psychologist Gabriel Cartagena, who later analyzed the case, both Nahir and her mother saw the man more as an idol, a god. Apart from her father, Nahir did not respect any other authority. But despite this flawed upbringing, Nahir was a hard-working girl at school. She was on the hockey team, was the queen of a carnival float, and did very well at school. Therefore, many who did not have very close contact with her family to know what was going on believed that the girl was a good person. Nahir was extremely desired by her schoolmates due to her beauty, as I already mentioned. The boys did everything they could to get some of her attention, and she took full advantage of it. Nahir also used to bully other students. She had a habit of humiliating and laughing at her colleagues who she considered ugly or inferior to her. On one occasion, after a girl rented a dress similar to the one Nahir wore to her 15th birthday party, Nahir became extremely angry and said that the girl did it just to attack her. Nahir then started making fun of this girl on Facebook and insulting her in private messages. Nahir even threatened the girl, telling her to give up wearing the dress. According to students at the same school as Nahir, this kind of thing happened whenever Nahir felt uncomfortable around other people. She used threats to intimidate others. Initially, when Fernando and Nahir started to have a relationship, they didn't make it public or admit it when asked, despite it being clear to everyone that what they had was not just friendship. This decision not to admit the relationship to other people came from Nahir. She didn't want others to know, as she wanted to continue seeing other boys while maintaining a stable relationship with Fernando. Nahir used to choose who she went out with. When she found a handsome boy worthy of spending time with her, she would invite him to her house to watch a movie. The girl's parents were fully aware of this, but they did not reprimand their daughter. It is not known exactly how long after, But eventually, Fernando ended up discovering that he was being betrayed. He felt extremely bad, since it was his first relationship, and also because he was extremely in love with Nahir. So in his teenage mind, he decided it was better not to end the relationship, and instead he started seeing other girls. When Nahir found out, she was furious and began to constantly monitor Fernando. The girl searched his cell phone all the time to see if he was talking to another girl and also tried to stop him from going out with his friends. Later, the young couple decided to make their relationship official. This made Nahir's parents relieved, as their daughter would no longer take other boys home. Her parents even gave some support to their daughter's relationship with Fernando, as they believed that Fernando was responsible, and this would make Nahir less rebellious. In 2016, Nahir's parents decided to take a trip to Brazil, a country that neighbors Argentina. They were going to take Nahir and took the opportunity to invite Fernando to spend the holidays with them. At that time, the young couple's relationship had lasted some time and was more consolidated. Statements on social media and photos showing the two always together were frequent and gave an air of good coexistence. However, this did not last long, and problems began to arise in the relationship again. It is said that the betrayals between the two still continued, and they fought all the time. They separated and then got back together, something that made the relationship between the two increasingly unstable. In 2017, after completing high school, Nahir began studying law at the University of Concepción del Uruguay. There, the girl began having an affair with a teacher, a colleague named Joaquin, and another named Rafael. She even told her friends that she was dating Rafael, all this while maintaining her relationship with Fernando. At that time, Fernando's friends, who already knew all the troubled history involving the couple, encouraged him to end the relationship, but Fernando didn't want to listen to his friends and continued with the relationship. At the end of 2017, more specifically in December, Fernando realized that his relationship with Nahir would never work, and with that he started giving signs to the girl that he no longer wanted to date her. Upon noticing these signs, Nahir told Fernando that if he left her, he would get hurt. To intimidate her boyfriend, Nahir took advantage of the bruises on her body that she acquired playing hockey to spread the rumor that Fernando had attacked her. She also insulted and threatened him whenever she suspected he had met another girl, even though she constantly cheated on him. On December 25, 2017, something happened that made Fernando finally make a decision about dating. On Christmas night, upon arriving at a nightclub, the boy found Nahir kissing his other boyfriend, Rafael. Fernando then faced them while Rafael walked away, and Fernando and Nahir began to argue. Fernando was very upset and held the girl by the shoulders, which made people around who were watching the argument believe that he was actually attacking Nahir. In the midst of the confusion, a friend of Nahir's named Saul Martinez, who was accompanying her to the nightclub, joined the argument and punched Fernando in the face, demanding that he move away from her friend. After that, Fernando was expelled from the nightclub, and according to reports, he was devastated, crying and unhappy with the whole situation. That same day, a few hours later, Nahir and her friend Saul went to Fernando's house where they began attacking him in various ways, with blows and punches. While attacking him, Nahir said that he shouldn't dare to react because her father was a police officer. When they finished the attacks, the girls realized that he was recording with his cell phone, and so they forced him to delete the video. Later, Fernando reported to a friend that he almost lost consciousness due to the attacks he suffered. He said what hurt him most were the horrible things the two girls said about his family. A few days later, Fernando told Nahir's aunt what happened. Nahir's aunt knew the type of person Nahir was, and Fernando believed that the woman would side with him. The woman initially believed Fernando and sided with him, but after talking to Nahir, the woman went back and said that everything Fernando had told her was a mere invention. In the following days, Fernando became increasingly worse. He was distraught and devastated by what was happening. His friends then encouraged him to change cities and start college, to start a new life away from Nahir and all that history. Fernando liked the idea, and that month, December, he signed up for a college in another city, where classes would begin in March of the following year. However, something terrible would happen, and Fernando was unable to start college. On December 28, 2017, Fernando would have his last conversation with Nahir. Apparently, he wanted to end the bond the two had once and for all. In the conversation, he allegedly told the girl that he wanted absolutely nothing more to do with her and that he was going to start a new life. In the early hours of the next day, around 2 a.m., Nahir went to Fernando's house saying she didn't want to lose him and asking to spend the night with him, even if it was for the last time. Fernando accepted the request, and the two went to spend the night at Nahir's house. According to sources, Fernando stayed at the girl's house for around 3 hours and had intimate relations with her. After that, he said goodbye and left her house towards his motorcycle. Nahir then accompanied him and asked if he could do one last favor for her, which was to give her a ride to her grandmother's house. Fernando agreed and waited for the girl to enter the house and return. Inside the house, Nahir took a .9mm pistol that belonged to her father and hid it in her pocket. Halfway through, in a dark and remote place, Nahir asked Fernando to stop. Fernando naively obeyed the request, while Nahir got off the motorcycle and shot Fernando in the back. The shot caused him to fall to the ground next to his motorcycle. To ensure that Fernando would not survive, Nahir approached him and shot again at point-blank range. After that, Nahir started looking for the capsules at the crime scene, so as not to leave evidence, but he was unable to find them all. Later, the police would find one of these capsules near the crime scene. A taxi driver passed by the crime scene at the exact moment Nahir was collecting the capsules. However, he said he saw a guy lying down with a girl crouching next to him and thought at that moment that it was nothing serious. After the crime, Nahir returned to her house on foot. She was caught on a security camera at 5:22 a.m. walking calmly. When she got home, she put her father's gun back in its place, took a shower, and went to sleep. A few minutes after Nahir left the crime scene, the same taxi driver who had passed by the scene minutes before returned there and saw Fernando lying alone in the middle of the street. The taxi driver then stopped his vehicle, got out, and went to see what had happened. As he approached Fernando, the taxi driver realized he was badly injured and quickly called emergency services. But despite help arriving quickly at the scene, Fernando did not survive and ended up dying before being taken to the hospital. The crime occurred on a road a few miles from the victim's home. Initially, as soon as they received the first information about the crime, the police believed that Fernando had been the victim of a robbery. However, as soon as they arrived at the scene of the crime to begin investigations, the police realized that none of the victim's belongings had been taken. Fernando still had his cell phone, his wallet, his money, and his vehicle was still at the scene. Therefore, the police decided to follow another line of investigation, in which the criminal's objective was simply to take Fernando's life. A few hours after the police began investigations, news about the crime began to spread throughout the city of Gualeguaychú. In a short time, almost all residents were aware of what had happened to young Fernando Pastorizo, just 20 years old. Before receiving the news of what had happened to her son, Sylvia, Fernando's mother, called Nahir to ask if she knew where he was, as Fernando had not returned home. Nahir obviously lied and said that the last time she saw Fernando was around 11 p.m. A few hours later, Sylvia received a call from the police informing her of what had happened to her son. The woman, along with Fernando's father, were devastated. As soon as the news about what had happened to Fernando began to spread, Nahir took advantage and made a post on his social networks regretting what had happened. In that same post, Nahir wrote that despite the ups and downs of her relationship with Fernando, he was always the love of her life and she would love him forever. During the investigations, the police discovered that the route Fernando was taking that day on his motorcycle was not his usual route. Fernando did not usually drive on that road, and this made the police believe that the victim was lured to that location. Still during the investigations, Nahir was called to give a statement, as she was one of Fernando's closest people. In conversation with the police, Nahir suggested that the person responsible for the crime could be a relative of Fernando or one of his best friends who worked as a police officer. Throughout Nahir's testimony, the police noticed that she spoke very coldly and did not seem at all shaken by what happened to Fernando. From that point on, the police began to suspect her, but theorized that Nahir had hired someone to take Fernando's life. In the police officers' minds, Nahir did not have the courage to commit the crime directly, but she hired someone to do it. A few days later, an arrest warrant was issued for Nahir, as she was considered the main suspect in the crime. The girl appeared at the police station accompanied by a lawyer, and in her new statement, she only said that she did not know who could have committed the crime. Days before, she had confessed to her parents that it was she who took Fernando's life. And from then on, her parents began to think of a way that their daughter could get away with it. It was Nahir's father who hired the lawyer who appeared with her at the police station after authorities issued a warrant for her arrest. According to sources, this lawyer was one of the best in his field. As in Argentina, the penalty is greater when the criminal has some relationship with the victim. Nahir's defense strategy was to try to convince the authorities that she had no relationship with Fernando. In one of her new statements, Nahir said that she only went out with the victim and that they never had anything more than that. The criminal's father himself tried to corroborate this story, and in a press interview, he said that his daughter and Fernando were never lovers. According to him, the two had known each other for 5 years, but had never had a relationship. This statement, as said before, was a strategy for Nahir to face a crime of simple homicide, which can have sentences between 8 and 25 years in prison, instead of aggravated homicide by bond, which can lead to life in prison. Nahir's father also told the Argentine press that Fernando constantly mistreated his daughter. According to him, more than once, he and his wife found Nahir very injured, but the daughter always made an excuse saying that she had been hurt in another way. He said he later discovered that it was Fernando who beat his daughter. However, the entire story that Nahir and Fernando did not have a relationship was disproved after the police discovered photos of the trip that the family took together with Fernando to Brazil. In addition to photos, there were also several videos showing Fernando and Nahir swearing in love. When this evidence contradicted her, Nahir changed her version once again. She said that she had a relationship with Fernando, but that he constantly attacked her, and that on the day of the crime, Fernando took her father's gun and forced her to go with him on the motorcycle. So, according to her, at that point on the road, Fernando lost control of the motorcycle and they fell. With that, she managed to take the gun away from him when she accidentally fired the gun, hitting Fernando in the back. After that, she said she was scared and didn't know what to do, so she ended up shooting Fernando again by accident.
Sí, la saqué solamente, no tengo idea cómo la agarré. Y en el momento que se la saqué, él se dio cuenta y frené la moto. Y cuando la frené yo, no sé. De repente me había quedado aturdida y nos caímos los dos a mi costado y enseguida cuando me quedé aturdida y esos fueron los dos disparos, pero fueron los segundos nada más.
Although the version given by Nahir was quite fanciful and full of holes, several people supported it. Campaigns led by her friends were launched on the internet calling for her freedom. Subsequently, several feminist groups held protests demanding Nahir's release. In the meantime, Nahir asked her friend, Sol Martinez, to testify on her behalf and confirm that Fernando constantly attacked her. However, this strategy ended up going wrong, as the police took advantage of Sol Martinez's statement to ask several other questions, and this caused Nahir's friend to contradict herself. Fernando's close friends were also called to give evidence, and most of them said that Fernando suffered a lot at Nahir's hands. These friends also told about the day Nahir and Sol Martinez beat Fernando. Throughout the process, Nahir was treated like a celebrity by the Argentine media. Her name was trending on every network in the country, and it seemed like she liked it. The case had enormous repercussions throughout Argentina and also in other countries in South America. Fernando Pastorizo was buried in the Gualeguaychú Cemetery in a ceremony attended by hundreds of people. In June 2018, the trial of Nahir Galarza began. In court, Nahir's defense continued formulating new narratives to try to convince everyone that Fernando was violent. However, the defense did not count on a turnaround that not only surprised the defense but also the prosecution. Gabriel Cartagena, the psychologist hired by Nahir's defense to carry out a clinical analysis and determine that Nahir did not have a relationship with Fernando and that she suffered violence from him, ended up turning against the defendant. Gabriel told the court that Nahir was an extremely spoiled and manipulative person and that she did have a relationship with Fernando and never suffered violence from him. After this statement, Gabriel was dismissed by the defense and prevented by them from disclosing his clinical reports regarding Nahir. The defense still tried to reverse the situation, but it was unsuccessful. Everything indicated that Nahir would be found guilty and convicted of the crime. It was then that on July 3, 2018, Nahir Galarza was found guilty and sentenced to life in prison for the crime against Fernando Pastorizo. The criminal must be imprisoned for at least 35 years before being eligible for parole. A few days after Nahir Galarza's conviction, several feminist groups held protests in several cities in Argentina, demanding that the criminal's sentence be reviewed. However, these protests had no effect, and the sentence was maintained. In her first interviews after being arrested, Nahir spoke about the crime as if what had happened to Fernando was something supernatural, with no one responsible. She said she felt extremely sad in prison, especially on weekends, because she couldn't go out dancing and drinking. Because she was young, had parents with a certain influence, and had a highly publicized case, Nahir managed to be sent to a different prison. It is a prison called a farm, where there are no bars and cells, but only rooms where many recreational activities are carried out. There you can study and spend time with friends, in addition to supposedly having access to your social networks. This photo, according to some sources, was taken from inside the prison and posted on social media. In the caption of the photo, she says, "Serving this damn sentence." As far as we know, Nahir entered into a new relationship with a man called Matias, who she met when this man went to visit his grandmother, who is also an inmate in the same prison as Nahir. In August 2019, the Criminal Cassation Chamber of Concordia rejected the appeal filed by Nahir's defense. That same year, it was reported by the media that Nahir was practicing several prison activities, including the study of psychology. In March 2020, the Supreme Court of Justice of Entre Rios rejected another appeal by Nahir's defense. In January 2022, something somewhat unexpected happened. Nahir changed lawyers and, with the support of her mother, accused her own father of being truly responsible for the crime. Nahir claimed that it was her father who took Fernando's life, and in order to avoid going to prison, he asked his daughter to take responsibility for the crime, saying that with his influence he would soon get her out of prison. Nahir even made a post on her social media from inside prison remembering her 15th birthday party with photos and text. And in these photos, she covered her father's face. In that same post, Nahir wrote that her 15th birthday party was an unforgettable day. However, something marred her party, and from that point on, she would enter a nightmare. Nahir was referring to her father in this post. After this accusation by his own daughter and with the support of his wife, Marcelo divorced and decided to isolate himself. The man left the police, lost more than 33 pounds, and went to live on a small farm in Gualeguaychú. In a statement, Marcelo said that he was destroyed, that his family was taken from him, and that everything was very difficult. Currently, Marcelo is dedicated to raising chickens and only keeps in contact with his son Aaron, who, according to him, has been very supportive. According to authorities, there is no indication that Marcelo Galarza is the perpetrator of the crime that killed Fernando Pastorizo. These allegations by Nahir and her defense are clearly a desperate attempt to free the criminal from jail. Another strategy that was reported by some media outlets was that Nahir was supposedly pregnant, but this pregnancy did not continue.
¿De cuánto tiempo estás embarazada?
De 5 meses.
¿No te has hecho desde el día que sabes que estás embarazada ningún estudio?
No, no he podido.
Bien, ¿por qué?
Y porque la idea era ocultarlo lo más que pudiera.
In May 2024, the film Nahir was released, available on Amazon Prime Video. According to some critics, the film is completely distorted and tries to turn Nahir Galarza into a victim. And despite being based on real events, the story was changed so much that everything became mere fiction. Currently, Nahir Galarza is incarcerated in a women's prison in Argentina and is the youngest woman in the country's history to be sentenced to life in prison.